Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Your order's ready. Your order's ready. It's another off-menu podcast.
Ha ha! Great stuff from Ed Gamble there.
Oh, the Great Benito didn't seem happy with that. Our producer, the Great Benito, looked really angry at my intro there, James.
Yes, well, the Great Benito should not be so angry, should he? Sometimes the Great Benito just has to hear an introduction and love it.
Yes, I think it was a lady saying your order's ready, and yeah. Then you go up to the counter and you collect your podcast. This is the Off-Menu podcast, the podcast where myself, Ed Gamble, and James Acaster over there ask a special guest what their dream meal is.
Their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side, and drink. And today we've got the wonderful Gemma Kearney.
Gemma Kearney.
Six Music DJ, presenter, podcast extraordinaire.
I think that's a wonderful way of describing it.
Yeah.
Very much looking forward to hearing what her dream meal is. Does she have any ingredients that we don't want to hear about, James?
Good point, Ed. I'll just check the list. Yeah, if she says whole peppercorns, she is out of here.
As per, there is an ingredient that if she mentions, she's out of here.
Oh.
It's whole peppercorns. I hate them, James.
What an awful surprise. You're having a lovely meal, yum, 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 biting away, and then you bite into a whole peppercorn and your life's ruined.
Quite often it's a little red one as well.
Yeah, do not like it.
For danger, red, a little danger ball.
Yeah, but you know, what's the point of painting it red when you can't even see it? It's always sneaking around.
Sneaking around. Horrible sneaky peppercorn. So if she has any sneaky peppercorns in her meal, she's gone. But for now, let's listen to the wonderful menu of Gemma Kearney. Gemma, welcome to the Dream Restaurant.
I do feel like I'm in a dream.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I can't really see that many restaurant-y things.
No. No, this is very much a restaurant of the mind.
Oh, yes.
You can add in all the restaurant-y stuff within your imagination. And like clockwork.
Welcome. That's me appearing. I'm a genie.
Hi.
Jimmy would have seen that anyway.
Yeah.
I'm a genie waiter. Welcome to the restaurant.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. Does it mean that you get to make some of my wishes come true?
Absolutely. Well,
Food-based wishes.
Food-based wishes.
Although okay. No one has come in here and tried to make any other wishes so far.
No.
But it might be worth a try. But as far as I know, he is a food genie.
Only food.
Okay.
Only do food. So I can do, you know, all of your favourite foods for your dream meal. Is there any other food-related wishes you have that aren't?
Oh, I wish that we were allowed to eat naughty things all the time.
Right, yeah. all the time.
Well, you are allowed to. It's just, I guess you've got to cope with the consequences of, of said thing.
I wish we could get rid of those. And, you know, now that we're in 2019, there are things that are just really not okay to eat.
Yeah.
But we grew up in the 80s and 90s, I'm guessing. I did, and I'm looking at you too. So we have a penchant for certain disgusting things.
Sure.
I feel, in our generation.
Like
I might
what?
Be, I might be just, like, stereotyping or whatever, but if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, I would say in terms of probability-wise, you're likely to sometimes crave a McDonald's, for example.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But it's just, like, not the dumb things. Like, it's...
Yeah, McDonald's
unethical.
Is...
It's probably going to be meat. That's not the thing anymore. Like, it's all processed. It's just not good.
But that's what you'd like.
For nostalgia, for nostalgia's sake.
Yeah.
I got to say, one loves a Big Mac.
Yeah, one loves a Big Mac.
It's weird, isn't it? Because McDonald's is sort of frowned upon now. But it was one of the original fast food places. Mm-hmm. But still, like, there's like junk food places and fast food places that are as bad for you as McDonald's, but they're like trendier. So people are like, oh yeah, we'll go to Patty and Bun or whatever. That's fine, but we won't. We don't go to McDonald's. It's like, come on, it's basically the same thing.
Did you see the film The Founder about the guy?
I've not seen it.
Yeah, I liked it. Well, no.
What a great review, James.
Actually, I didn't like it.
Oh,
but,
no.
But, like,
twist.
I liked a part of it. There was a bit that was great about the two people who properly founded it, the brothers.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing story. And they do it really early on, and they, like, meet Michael Keaton's character, who's this, like, you know, this hustling guy, and he thinks their burgers are great, and he wants to go into business when they ask him how they started. And they moved their business across the country, and they actually decided to move the building that they were making hot dogs in at the time, but then they changed to burgers. And so they got the building itself, put it on the back of a truck, and were driving along, and they couldn't get it under tunnels.
Is that true?
Yeah. They couldn't get it under tunnels, and so they cut the building in half. That's why all McDonald's, like, to begin with, were just like one floor.
Like bungalows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, because it could get through tunnels. They got it there. They started it up. They invented the whole concept of fast food. They had to work it out themselves, how to, like, you know, have a system that gets it out quick. They got all the staff and practiced on a tennis court, like an empty tennis court together, with, like, miming making burgers, timing it and stuff like that. Really passionate. Did it. And then the rest of the film is watching those two brothers get their lives just stripped away from them and get erased from history.
And that's the bit you like.
That's not the bit I like. I cried at the story, their story in the cinema. I cried. There was a bit when they were miming the burgers.
Yeah.
And I started to weep because I found it so moving.
I didn't know it was brothers. So it's Ronald and...
No.
And his brother?
No, they're not. No.
That's what I was imagining when you were talking about that. I was imagining Ronald McDonald driving a truck with a building on the back.
Is Ronald McDonald even allowed anymore?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, why
is
not?
I don't know.
Is he problematic?
I don't know, is he?
Oh. So
but just his look is kind of
Is there some historic...
Is it a problematic look, Ronald McDonald?
We're talking about the clown, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay, I don't see why Ronald McDonald might not be... He's scary.
Yeah, sure.
Scary looking. Yeah. Unless there's some sort of historic allegations against Ronald McDonald.
I don't think they're allowed.
No.
Yeah. Sure, he does seem like an unsavoury character under the surface.
Hanging out, he hangs out with a burglar for a start.
If he was someone who lived on your street, you wouldn't let anyone you knew hang out with him at all. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't know what I'm talking about. My address sense could be described quite similarly to Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, if people can't see you, but your dress is Ronald McDonald right now. So yeah. I thought it was, that's why we were confused.
That's
a bit rich.
He looks crazy.
So would you like still a sparkling water, Gemma?
I'm going to go for sparkling, please.
Sparkling, lovely. Always go for sparkling?
I like to.
Yeah.
I'm classy.
Yeah. Is there a reason why? Why do you prefer it?
Because it's a little bit like having a fizzy drink.
Yes.
Well, it is a fizzy drink, but you know, the sort of treat element of a fizzy drink.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
to treat the bubbles. I actually like letting fizzy drinks go flat. Have I said that on the podcast before?
I'm not sure if
Why?
You have.
I have. Ben's nodding.
Yeah.
I already said it.
Yeah.
It just clearly didn't get enough traction the first time. I'm bringing it up again. It's important to me.
I don't like letting fizzy drinks go flat. I think that's
Love
madness.
It. Sometimes I deliberately do it. I open them before I'm going to drink and I just leave them out.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Leave them to go flat.
It's good for your tummy. If you've got a bad tummy, do that with Coke.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That settles your stomach.
Yeah, I do that.
But you don't do it for that reason. You do it because you're bonkers.
Yeah, I don't. I like it. I like it. It's refreshing.
I like fizzy drinks, cold and fizzy. It's like a party in your mouth, isn't it?
It's like a party in your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's sparkling water. You're basically getting the party started mouth-wise before you've had any food.
Yes.
But that's the thing. So I don't really like parties. So that makes sense why I don't like fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a party in my mouth. I just want to stand in the corner and avoid everyone.
Oh, God. It's like I've gone clubbing in my own head.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, why is it so noisy? Can't we just sit down and have a chat? I hate this party.
Right, so you've got the party started.
Poppadoms or bread? Poppadoms or bread, Gemma? Poppadoms or bread?
I'm going to go with poppadoms, please.
Yes! People rarely go for poppadoms, and it warms my heart to hear it. You go for poppadoms. Mm. Any reason why?
They're like giant crisps, aren't they? I mean, they are. Like that.
Yeah.
I was about to say that material. But.
Yeah.
They're made of that same material that crisps are made of.
It all comes off the same tree,
doesn't it? So articulate today. Tasty, right? Gotta love a giant crisp that you can dip into things. And I love dips as well. I love condiments. So can I have some dips with that?
Oh, absolutely, you can have some dips. What dips do you want?
So
the regular poppadom dips or just any dips in the world?
Any dips in the world.
Oh, this is good. This is left field.
You'd like to go outside of the... What dips would you like to get?
I don't really believe in food rules. I always say this to my flatmate. I'm like, don't abide by the rules of what's meant to go together. And it doesn't mean...
As soon as she wakes up and you're standing over her bed saying
dressed as Ronald McDonald.
Don't abide by the rules of what's meant to go together.
So you're very much treating the poppadoms like a big crisp.
Yeah.
Like a Dorito or something that you would dip into.
How tasty is that?
That sounds great. What dips?
A guacamole.
Yes, please. Wow. You really do not abide by the rules.
Yeah.
Love it.
So guacamole.
Oh, I can't believe all of your faces.
This is great.
It's pure shock.
This is amazing. This is great. We're loving it.
It's so funny though. Yeah. It's that controversial.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone's ever dipped a poppadom in some guacamole before.
No.
So the world, we don't know what will happen when they make contact. See, you want some guacamole?
Yeah.
Any other dips you'd like? Because this is already starting. It's very exciting.
I quite like a yogurt-based dip. So if we were to be more rule-abiding, a poppadom would come with a chutney and a yogurt dip. So I think it's called a writer. I'll have one of them as well, please, because that's going to be a nice neutral thing for my palate as I continue to munch.
Yeah.
And get the guacamole involved.
Yeah baby.
So we come to your starter. What would you like as a starter, Gemma?
Well, I'm stealing my best mate's favourite starter, but they love this starter so much that I've started, like, it's contagious.
Yeah.
But they have deep love, like a married couple who are very good friends of mine. They kind of like my family. They love a prawn cocktail.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. And wherever you go, there's one on the menu. It's going to make for a great day, a great evening.
A very old school starter.
Yeah.
One of the original starters, I'd say.
Yeah, it's quite 70s.
I rarely have a prawn cocktail. I think it fell out of favour so quickly. But I think, is it in again? I think it's back in, right?
Guess how many I've had in my life.
How many?
One.
No way.
Wow.
My whole life.
No.
Yeah.
What do you eat, James?
Somehow I find nourishment elsewhere. I don't want a McDonald's, you don't want a prawn cocktail.
Crazy.
You've never dipped a poppadom in guacamole.
Here's why. I'd had prawn cocktail crisps before I had a prawn cocktail, and I loved them. Such great crisps. One of my favourite crisps growing up. So then I remember being in a place and seeing prawn cocktail on the menu. I was like, yes, this is like my favourite flavour. And they brought it along. I was not ready for there to be lettuce in there. And
what do you think it was just going to be the dust from the crisp?
I thought it would taste like a prawn cocktail crisp, and it absolutely did not taste like a prawn cocktail.
No, but that's not the way around that it's gone wrong. They've got that wrong with the crisp flavour. They've not built a prawn cocktail off the back of the crisp and gone, well, we've not really nailed the flavour there. It's the crisp that's messed up.
Yeah, absolutely. But I wasn't going to eat the prawn cocktail, then get angry at the crisp, was I?
You should have done.
And not eat. I had to just admit that. Prawn cocktail crisps are basically tomato sauce flavoured crisps.
Yeah.
And that's why I love them. Prawn cocktail is not really that.
Where do you stand on cheese and onion? because cheese and onion together doesn't taste anything like a cheese and onion crisp.
Here's the thing. Opposite. So I used to really not like cheese and onion crisps at all.
Yeah.
And so then I would avoid cheese and onion sandwiches.
Right.
And then once, probably I was in my 20s by now, probably late 20s, I was forced to have a cheese and onion sandwich because there was I was on working on something and there was all the sandwiches were out and the only ones that were left were cheese and onion. I was so hungry, I was like, oh, I guess I've got to eat this disgusting sandwich. And it was delicious. I absolutely loved it.
What world are you living in where you eat crisps before you eat the actual foods? Well, did you only eat crisps from the ages of 0 to 20?
I never tried salt and vinegar on its own until after I had the salt and vinegar crisps, you know?
Having that as a little taster and going, I really should try roast beef and mustard one
But really, when all those fancy ones came out, when they were doing the salt and vinegar and whatever.
That's not one of the fancy ones.
Sorry.
That's just salt and vinegar. They just changed the name.
I was thinking about the ones where they did the... Isn't that fact? I've never eaten Gary Lineker before.
Disappointingly, you then met Gary Lineker and he was nothing like vinegar.
Put a bit of salt on him, gave him a lick. Nothing like the crisps.
Oh dear, Gary.
Gary.
Oh, we were talking about this in the pub last night because we were talking about the behaviour of dogs and how they lick each other.
Yeah.
And then we were saying how sort of, well, we were debating whether it would be nice to lick humans in the same
lick
way.
Lick humans as a greeting.
He just he just reminded me because you were talking about licking Gary
Lineker. What did you conclude?
We concluded that even though I like to sort of say anything goes, I don't think it is all right to just like greet your mates by licking their feet.
There are some rules you have to abide by, Gemma.
Yeah.
Yeah, food or otherwise.
Yeah, I think it's probably not quite the one, is it? And also, it just might not be a very nice experience.
No,
because you don't know. If you've just met someone,
yeah,
you don't want to lick them. You don't know where they've been, right?
Yeah.
Also, they're probably going to make you smell disgusting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Humans licking humans. No, thank you.
It's not all right.
I've also got one friend who, like, you know, gets really drunk and then licks your face.
Out of nowhere.
Gets really carried away with himself and just licks people's faces. You're like, you motherfucker.
I think we've all got that. I think we've all got that friend. And it is Tim Key.
We're such animals, really, aren't we? Like, when drunk, resort back to either being a toddler or a dog.
Yeah,
or a little dog.
Although, if that was the situation that socially everyone would lick each other to greet each other, it would everyone's personal hygiene would be excellent.
You would hope.
You would.
Yeah. But some people
would use that original sauce mint shower gel.
In their mouth.
Yeah. In their mouth. Oh, no, I'm thinking of the liqueur
is
going to get
meant.
A taste. I'm not thinking about what's going to be left on the liquor.
Your dental hygiene.
Yeah. Dental hygiene would also have to be excellent. Everyone would tongue scrape.
Tongue scrape. I've been getting into that recently.
Have you? I don't think I've ever tongue scraped.
Every now and again. Every now and again, I
tongue scrape.
Yeah.
What do you scrape with? Do you have a tongue ruler, scraper? I don't know why I'm finding it so funny.
Actually, I probably don't scrape. Probably I use whatever.
Yeah, shatterproof ruler.
Basically, my toothbrush.
Okay.
And just give it a scrub.
I bought
maybe
some.
That's wrong.
Copper iodervic.
Yeah, sounds like I've been doing it wrong.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's quite a weird thing to do.
So you pop a scrape. Hold on.
It's making me feel a bit funny. Not even admitting it. But it's supposedly good for us.
Right.
Like just our dental hygiene in general.
I can see why it would be.
But it's like a sort of, it's just like made from metal and you just scrape your tongue.
What does it look like? Is it like what you used to scrape ice off a car windscreen?
It's
those
just
things.
A sort of bit of bended copper. I can't really explain it in a horseshoe.
Yeah.
Sort of
and then you put it over the tongue and then drag it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel a bit funny. It makes you feel a bit like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know?
At least you now know you can lick strangers with confidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm very much in the market for.
Yeah. That's what this podcast is here to launch this episode. Gemma's going to start licking people.
The prawn cocktail, Gemma.
Yeah.
What sort of prawns are we talking? So I think of an old school prawn cocktail. I think of like tiny little prawns that have come out the freezer or whatever and are mixed in with like a cocktail sauce or whatever. But then more modern prawn cocktails, you'd expect to see like huge, big ass prawns. Is that the sort of prawn you're going for?
If it's the dream, then I'm going to go for a big, fat, juicy prawn.
Yes, please.
With a really tangy Mary Rose sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it will have a bit more of the crisp
will be a bit like crisps.
You know, like because the crisps are quite like tangy, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm.
So I want the tang.
You want the tang.
Yeah, and also the lovely thing about prawn cocktail is that it looks great.
Yeah.
It's just so lovely to look at.
Especially if you get the big prawns and you like dangle them over the edge of the cup or whatever. Yeah. They've got their little tails.
A nice sort of, you use like a goblet almost or a glass. And then you can see the Mary Rose sauce, and it's lovely and 70s pink, and then the big prawns. Oh, it's just, yeah.
They're all fanned. They look like synchronized swimmers.
Yeah.
All fanned out, like they've got their heads under the water.
Aww. Yes.
That's not that, Ed. Are you satisfied with himself for that?
It's lovely. A lovely description from me.
And your main course... Gemma, so you've gone 70s. I have a feeling I would love now is if you went 80s for your main, 90s for your side. through the decades.
I love a good takeaway curry.
Yes.
I always have.
Yeah.
It's quite ritualistic to just get a big curry in.
Mm, and get your guacamole.
Yeah. I mean, I am darting about, but we're talking about the dream, aren't we?
You know, yeah, like, absolutely. You can have whatever you want from wherever you want.
And I've always loved a madras because it's like the perfect spice for me.
I don't think I've ever had a madras. Really? I think I've always been victim of that over masculinity sort of 90s lad thing of having a really hot curry. And I don't think I've ever shaken that. Whereas I think I'd like a... Is it quite spicy?
It's quite spicy. It's just not going to blow your mouth off like how a vindaloo will.
I wouldn't go vindaloo. I go jalfrezi most of the time.
I like it. If you like a jalfrezi, you'll like a madras.
I'll go madras.
I've not had a madras because they've not made the crisps yet. So I've not tried it yet.
Fair enough.
Are you going chicken madras?
I'm going lamb.
Lovely.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
It's just so delicious. And again, you know, I am questioning my meat intake at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel guilty saying that lamb madras is one of my faves, but it just is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's totally fair enough. Is there somewhere where you've had the best lamb madras?
Mm.
Like, is there like a curry house growing up or whatever was your favourite?
It's a good point. Not particularly. It's just a local place. Like, there's not a particular one from growing up. I've just always stuck to that. And also, I do travel a lot and I've lived in loads of different places.
Mm.
So it is good to have your comfort that is quite easily got, and you can usually find a decent lamb madras anywhere in the UK.
Sure. And you having rice with that?
Yeah, mushroom rice, please.
Mushroom rice every time.
Yeah, I normally, if I'm having rice, I go mushroom pilau, yes, please.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's really,
Kindred
really
spirits.
Solid choice, absolutely.
It's special.
You go, what?
I go special rice every
special
time.
Special rice?
Special rice.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, they say, this is your special rice for you.
Yes, they say that. They tell me I'm a,
you know
I'm
what
a
that is?
Boy.
It's all the leftovers of all the other rice, all mixed up.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, peas.
Yeah. Oh, I can't
peas in there.
That.
It is quite clever, though, isn't it?
Probably mushrooms in there
a dish
sometimes.
Special. Because so, you don't, like, does it, look how happy, like, I just say that people listening know that James' face is lit up with joy at the idea that it's special.
Yeah, special rice for a special
rice. Rather
boy.
Than anything that's in it, it's more the fact that it's just called special.
Yeah.
Are there always peas in special rice?
Always peas. I think, I think sometimes there's mushrooms. Sometimes, I've only had one special rice once, even had little prawns in it.
Oh, that's quite nice.
That's so special.
That was very special, that one. Yeah. That's what's fun about the special rice. I never know what it's going to be.
I find that too distracting, having all those things in it.
You'd be distracted. They're not dancing around and doing stuff.
No, but I want to concentrate on the curry. The rice should be there as very much as a side dish to soak up some extra sauce, maybe. Mm. And, you know, you don't want to be bunging in all those things.
Like a
box of Lucky Charms. Yeah, looking at everything coming out,
all
the different
shapes.
Look
at who you're talking to, Ed. I mean, you know that if they offered Lucky Charms on a curry, I'd have it.
You absolutely would. And what side would you like with your curry, sir? Cookie crisp, please.
Yeah, cookie crisp. Oh, delicious. Are you getting to choose the heat of this madras, or is it just like
I would like it spicy, please. I mean, a madras is, you know, when you get the chilies to indicate how spicy a dish is.
My voice then would be really weird.
If four is like the spiciest, I reckon a madras is like a three.
Three.
Which I'm happy with.
Yeah, that's a good, that's pretty, that's not, you're not showboating.
No.
But also, You're having a good time.
I do like a spicy curry. I used to love it when I was little as well, because I think I was being a bit of a show off.
Right.
But I also know that it's annoying if you're just eating something that's too spicy and you can't actually taste it.
You want to taste the lamb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to drown it in spice.
And it's also really embarrassing. Like, I've got a few distinct memories of going too spicy in various situations. And that sounds really weird.
There's a Twitter account that someone set up for this podcast called No Context Off Menu, where they just take quotes from it.
Really? Yeah,
and tweet it. And I think your quote of, I have a memory of going spicy in some situations.
Yeah, you're in big trouble there, Gemma.
No.
We can't do anything about it now.
And also, I when I was on Radio 1, I played Innuendo Bingo quite a lot. Have you ever seen that?
I played it the other day.
Yeah.
Did not enjoy it.
It's kind of horrible, really, isn't it?
Just get Chris Stark spitting on you.
Yeah, it's gross. Just put it into context that people don't know. It's where you sit opposite Chris Stark, who is the co-host of Scott Mills. And, you fill your mouths with water, like a chipmunk. So it's like you're absolutely filled. And then they play a series of innuendos in terms of audio, but it can be from the telly or whatever, and try not to laugh. And some of them are incredible, and you sort of spit all over each other.
Well, the thing is, you sat opposite Chris Stark, you both got water in your mouth, and then they play a clip of, like, you know, Mary Berry saying she likes plums in her mouth or something. sure, it's funny. But the thing is, like, I'm not going to laugh at all. So the first one, whatever it was, I thought, kind of funny, but I'm not going to fake it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Stark knows that. You know, it's got to be a fun episode.
Yeah.
So he just immediately, whatever happens, just spits a gob full of water on you. And you go, that's your actual spit, Stark.
And what does he scrape his tongue?
We need to ask him, actually.
Chris Stark, not a tongue scraper, there's no way. But then I'm just like, basically, no matter what the innuendo was, just spraying water on him, because I was angry at him.
So you weren't listening to the innuendos anymore?
No, someone just spat water on me, for God's sakes.
He played it really aggressively.
Just spat it at him every single time. There you go.
Halfway through, not even listening to what it was.
It is quite a weird game. It is quite weird, but I played it a lot, and I'm just hoping that innuendo doesn't get in there.
Gone too spicy in some situations.
But I have a very distinct memory of eating a burrito with sauce that was too spicy and just literally sitting with my mates and just like weeping. It was so embarrassing. I don't know what it is. It's because you just feel a bit like an idiot because you keep going. You're like, it's going to be fine.
But it's just
taking over every sense, and then you're just crying.
Yeah, it shuts you down.
There's that moment with each mouthful where for a while it's not that bad. So you keep eating because it's like, if I have another bite, it'll go back to being like fine again.
Yeah.
And it's only when I let it settle that I'm on fire and my life's awake in hell.
Yeah. I do kind of see why people get addicted to that though, because there's some like chili heads who are really into it. Mm. And when you get that little sweat on, a little cold sweat, and you're properly like, you're in the thrall of the spice, I can see why that might be quite
enjoyable. It's like going to a sauna, sweating it out, purging.
Yeah, and it's like endorphins, it's like a rush. It's like being on a roller coaster, but you're just in a restaurant.
Should we just all go out and eat some chili?
Let's
go out
and eat some big chili! If the fizzy water is like a party in your mouth, what is a free chili madras in your mouth?
Alivener.
Alivener.
You know, like just like sharpens the senses.
So you're at the party because you got the water. So the mouth's at a party and you're like, let's take this up to the next notch.
Yeah.
Who's arrived at the party?
Oh.
When the madras walks through the door, what human form is it taking?
All right, it's taking the form of Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg is the madras.
Snoop Dogg's the madras. Here comes Snoop Dogg.
Come on, that would be a livener.
Yeah, that would be a livener.
Yeah, sure, if you had a party and Snoop Dogg arrives.
Like, I feel like suddenly I've got a lot more energy.
But what I would say about Snoop Dogg is I'm sure he's great at a party, but I would never describe him as a livener. I feel like a lot of his public persona is actually quite relaxed for various reasons.
Yeah,
but he's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, everyone would definitely be like, oh my God, Snoop Dogg.
It's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Suddenly the party's now buzzing.
The swag of Snoop Dogg is enough.
I'm imagining him, because he's a lamb madras, walking in with a little lamb under his arm.
Snoop Dogg with a lamb.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be that surprised. I don't know why.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, he's got like, a lamb. He's got a pet lamb.
It's called Snoop Lamb now. Change his name yet again.
Yeah, because wasn't he Snoop? Wasn't he
Snoop Lion.
Lion.
Snoop Lion. When Snoop he went reggae. Like,
Snoop Lamb.
Yeah, Snoop Lamb.
What did I just say then? Snoop Lamb.
Snoop Lamb's at the party.
Snoop Lamb. Good to see you all. A bit of a livener for you. Gonna release this lamb into the room.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is your side dish, Gemma?
And you don't what you don't have to do, because it's a dream restaurant and we know you don't play by the rules anyway, yeah. You don't necessarily have to have an Indian side dish for this.
Yeah, okay.
Because you've got the rice. The rice is all in.
If you want to have poppadoms with guacamole, I mean, yeah. There's no...
This is hard. I have to think about this.
Okay.
Because it needs to be right. I'm having a really great dinner.
Yeah.
Snoop's in the room.
Snoop's hanging out.
Snoop's there.
Got sparkling water. 70s
party.
I've had a really decadent 70s party. So in a place down the road to me called Olby's, it's called a Soul Cafe, and there's like lots of delicious food that you can buy. And one of the things that they do are called jalapeno poppers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's what I'm having, stuffed jalapenos.
So cream cheese in them.
Yeah.
Breaded, deep fried.
You're not cooling this party down.
No, this party is only getting more lively.
Snoop Dogg better phone the fire brigade. Because
I'm the fire emoji.
Yeah,
right,
someone
now.
Just yeah, set that yeah. lamb fire.
Yeah, yeah. This is very...
the lamb's wool has just gone up.
I hope you ordered a big old bowl of guacamole for the... unless you got the guacamole with the chili flakes in it, in which case you're... Yeah. Which I think you would, Gemma, let's
yes,
face
I
it.
Would.
Let's face it. Jalapeno poppers. Now, what... So where was the place you mentioned?
Olby's, it's called.
Olby's. What is special about their poppers?
I love Olby's. I just like the space. So I live in Kent on the southeast coast and in Margate, and it's quite a sort of ramshackle, weird, brilliantly weird place. Mm. And it's a good spot to know when you get to Olby's on King Street in the Old Town that you're just going to be able to relax and that they're going to play good music and that there's going to be friendly people behind the bar and that you can just order a bowl of jalapeno poppers, drink Prosecco and be relaxed. So, yeah, it's just like about an atmosphere thing. Music being quite key. It's quite sort of smooth in there.
Right.
You've got a lot of 90s R&B.
And is that what you want at the...
Is that what's playing at the party?
I think it might have to be, yeah.
Do you think Snoop would like the 90s R&B?
I reckon he would. I reckon, again, he's not going to be particularly lively, but his vibe is going to be exciting. Yeah. He's going to be on a special VIP table in the corner.
Him and the lamb?
Yeah, him and the lamb.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple of magnums of champs around him.
Yeah.
And he's, like, just riding it out, like, grooving.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
So, like, just, like, nodding his head and just, like...
And his head.
Is the lamb nodding his head as well?
The lamb is nodding his head. And they're playing the entire Destiny's Child Writings on the Wall album.
Right, great.
Which is epic and worth an entire listen rather than just picking one track. So we're just grooving to Destiny's Child.
Great.
Eating jalapeno poppers.
So I was at a wedding once and me and my friends just realised it was just really funny to nod your head to every song. Yeah. We couldn't stop laughing. The more it went on, every time it came on, you started nodding your head. And just really over-exaggerated.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, just nod your
first
head to
dance
it. The longer that you do it for, the funnier.
Yeah, it's really funny, actually. It's really funny.
I particularly liked yours. It's like...
Just really going for it,
It's really like a puppet,
Just like a man. Yeah. Yeah. Like a Thunderbird.
Oh, it's what I've worked out as well, is it's more fun if your face looks really worried.
Yeah. Yeah. Just you have a little worried eyebrows.
Nodding and panics about your own head.
Try it yourself at home.
Yeah. Not along to a podcast is even better.
Yeah, yeah. People always have nodded along to
what's
our podcast.
To the world? Well,
yeah. You said Snoop's going to have a big load of champers. That you like having the champers with the jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
Is that going to be your drink of choice?
I'm going to choose champagne, yeah. I said Prosecco is what I drink in Albies. Right. But if as this is the dream and Snoop's there.
Yeah.
And I've had a prawn cocktail, which has set the tone.
Sure.
I'm going for a champagne.
You can't, Snoop can't see you
drinking Prosecco.
Prosecco.
It's true. No. And he's there with the Magnums. I mean, the party's in your mouth. Right, let's not forget, this is not an actual part. The party is in your mouth.
It's in your mouth, anyway.
Yeah, so you have the champagne because Snoop has the champagne. Yeah.
The only way you know that they're nodding their heads is because you're looking in the mirror with an open mouth. To see what's going on in there.
Also,
I hope that no psychologist listened to this and sort of break down what it says about you.
My entire career, I hope that no psychologist happen upon my work.
I do enjoy that there's a VIP area in your mouth as well. Snoop's in there.
Yeah. Whereabouts in your mouth would you put the VIP section of the party? Whereabouts do you think the... I've got a space where my wisdom tooth was taken out.
Right.
So I could section that bit off.
I had a crown put in, and so that feels like a pretty bougie bit of my mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it'd be around... Snoop would want to sit on the crowd, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah, of course he would, yeah. Gemma?
Where would I like to sit in your mouth?
In your own mouth, where would the VIP
Where's the VIP
section
be? Very important person. People who don't know at home.
This is so weird. Seeing as I'm a tongue scraper.
Yeah,
of course.
Probably somewhere on my tongue.
Yeah,
probably
because tongue, you look after your tongue, it's like the red carpet of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It is. That's where the VIP section is. The
perfect.
Freshly scraped tongue.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Snoop and little Larry Lamb.
You know, Snoop and Larry. We've scraped it specially for you. Have a seat.
Perfect.
The VIP section. So you got champagne in the VIP section and for yourself for this meal.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there a particular brand?
Let's just go Tattinger.
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds a bit ab fab, doesn't it?
Sure.
A bottle of Tatty, please.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
I enjoy Laurent Perrier champagne, and that has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that they've sent us some bottles, which I'll bring another time.
I get headaches every time I have champagne.
No, what a shame.
Every time. I don't even need to get drunk on it. Like, this next day I've got a headache.
Oh, that's not good.
Awful, yeah. Not fun.
I'm always like, I can't wait for a glass of champagne. And then after a glass of champagne, I'm like, I am far more pissed than one drink should make me.
Yeah.
It's the excitement though, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's the bubbles.
There's something about champagne. Yeah. There just is. And it's a shame that you don't get to benefit from that because it's a really lovely ceremonial thing of like,
oh, yeah.
Pop! Yeah.
First time I had champagne was Millennium Eve. 1999.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a night.
I was 14, I was like, great, everyone's having champagne, can't wait. And really disappointed. It didn't taste like champagne crisps did. Really bad.
Marks and Spencer's do Prosecco crisps now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Get out of town, Marks. Mark and Spencer, actually. Both of them.
They don't taste like Prosecco, surprisingly.
Really?
Because it's a drink.
So, well, yeah.
I just think that's a bit desperate, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Like, I just think it is. Prosecco crisps, they're sort of taking the mickey out of us all. Like, yeah. Champagne crisps, on the other hand...
You'd be all right with those.
It's a quirk that I'm sort of like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of funny. Prosecco crisps.
Yeah.
That don't even taste the Prosecco. Nah.
Because everyone buys them once.
Yeah.
You're like, I wonder what this will taste like. And what does it taste? Did you have them?
I've had them.
Sorry.
What did they taste like?
I was calling Mark and Spencer desperate, not the people that buy them.
No, I wasn't desperate. I was just trying them out. They didn't taste like Prosecco at all.
Exactly.
Tasted too sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet crisps.
No, thank you. I don't know what I was expecting. For
biscuits. Like, sounds like you ate some biscuits, Ed.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, biscuits. That's what they were.
Yeah.
Chocolate biscuits. That's what I had.
You know what? I have seen them. But yeah. I feel like it's because Prosecco has become so popular.
Yeah.
They just take it's a cash-in.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
But you would have champagne crisps.
Yes, please. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's like the proper deal. Like, people only drink Prosecco, right? Because it's cheaper than champagne.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. I don't love Prosecco.
No.
Do you love Prosecco?
No, I don't really like champagne that much either. I wouldn't choose it. I'd only take it if it was on offer.
Do you say champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends? Do you ever say
What's
that?
What's this? Champagne for my real friends.
Real pain for my sham friends.
Have you ever said that, Gemma? Have you ever said that, James?
Yeah.
Do you say it every time that you have some champagne?
Say it all the time.
Yeah.
Champagne for my real friends. Real pain for my sham friends.
Yeah, it's a good catchphrase.
It's a good one. Who's is it? Is it Drake?
No. Yeah, I think it's Drake.
Is it?
No, but I don't really know who it is. I don't know who coined it originally.
It's good. It's a good one.
Imagine being there the first time someone said that.
Oh, they'd have lost their minds, wouldn't they?
It raised their toes. They go, champagne for my... They planned it in advance, or it occurred to them as they were saying it. Champagne for my real friends and real... Oh, man, guys. Listen to this.
It's really good.
Right, okay, I'm going to go back to the beginning again.
Real pain for my sham friends. You know Dudley in The Office? He's a sham friend, isn't he? Oh, yeah. Oh, good point. Dudley is a sham friend.
It didn't work as well as the day before. He was at a party. They had Prosecco.
Yeah.
Real Prosecco for my friends. Pro. Prosecco for my bad pro friends.
Oh, please still hang out with me. Oh, guys. Real Rabina for my. It's every drink they've ever had. Eventually, one day.
It worked out.
I do think it is nice to toast random things, though.
Mm. Yeah.
So, not just drinking champagne all the time, but if you are with your mate and you've got a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And you feel like you want to celebrate something.
Have a cheers
of your tea. Or...
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a strict eye contact when cheers in person?
I try. Yeah.
It's
Benito, not worth the risk, is it?
Yesterday, when we were cheers, and Benito was the people who then goes, oh, we've got to do it. So you make your eyes really wide, don't you, when we cheers, to be like, I'm doing it, everyone, don't have a go at me.
It's quite threatening, actually, I'd say. We went out for a meal yesterday and they brought us some little bite things just to start. They were like cauliflower, cheese, little tart things.
Mamma mia.
And we cheersed all of those, didn't we?
Cheers at the tartlets, lovely. Was great.
Should we cheers some tartlets?
Yeah, that was very nice. Very nice. And you cheers with a cup of tea?
Cup of tea. I would cheers with a tartlet. Invite me next time.
Yeah.
Cup of tea for your real friends.
Oh, no. He's obsessed.
Real tea for your cup of friends. We come to your dessert.
So
final course.
Because I've eaten quite a lot, I'm going to have a sorbet.
What flavour?
Mango, please.
Yes.
Oh, Ed's happy.
It's surely the only flavour to go for, really.
Those sorbets have been getting quite jazzy recently.
Oh, too jazzy? Are you here to put a stop to the...
No, I don't want to put a stop to it. I'm going to stick...
Is the party over?
Kicking everyone out.
Neighbours are knocking on the door.
Yeah. Spitting Snoop Dogg out.
Yeah. Get out of there, Snoop.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I think I've tried peach sorbet, blackcurrant sorbet. So these are all nice.
I wanted that list to go on for longer, if I'm honest, Gemma.
I know.
Let's see how long Gemma can list sorbets for. She's tried.
Riveting stuff.
I've tried.
Really is showing my 10-year broadcast career.
Welcome to Sorbets That I've Tried.
Did you ever find yourself in a situation on like Radio 1, say, where you just had to fill some time and you ended up listing something?
I'm sure there would have been many times later.
The sorbets, I'm sure. That's why the sorbet was at the forefront of your mind. Blackcurrant sorbet, mango sorbet.
Stop listening, sorbets, Gemma.
Anyway, here's the Arctic Monkeys.
It's just a bit of, you know, beat poetry.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. There's subtext to it, if people would only listen.
Exactly. Yeah. Why can't I have the space for my art?
I wouldn't say blackcurrant sorbet is that jazzy. Is that what you were talking about with the...
That's not that jazzy, but just like, I think you'd think of lemon sorbet and mango sorbet, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. As the two... Yeah. leading
the two
flavors.
Main sorbets, yeah.
But I do think I've been to establishments that have a plethora of flavors that you can choose from. But I'm going to stick to a mango for this particular meal because
mango's so good.
Do you remember the first time you discovered mango sorbet?
I don't remember where I was the first time I had mango sorbet, or indeed mango. I mean, I think the first time you taste mango is a bit of a revelation, isn't it?
Mango is amazing.
So this is a fruit, but it's basically a chocolate bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And a sensory experience.
Yeah, it really blows your
mind. Delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious.
Actually, I'm going to have a mango now.
Just going to have a mango.
Just a mango.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I love it.
As long as it's ripe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ripe.
And it'll be the ripest mango you've ever had.
And I've got a lot of tissue because you get messy with a mango.
Sure. Do you want us in the Dream Restaurant to prepare the mango for you or just literally give you a whole mango?
Give me a whole mango.
And a knife? Do you want a knife?
I'll have a knife.
Yeah.
How would you do the mango? So obviously there's different ways of doing the mango. If it's ripe, you could cut round and then get it off the stone and then do that weird hedgehog thing.
Yeah.
Where mm-hmm. you cut it into squares and then push it out like an inside-out hedgehog.
I think I'm going to be more... rock and roll about it.
Just bite into it.
Yeah, I'm just going to peel off a bit of the skin.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to eat it.
Yeah. Just drown Snoop and that lamb.
Yeah. Bad luck, guys.
Poor Larry drowning in mango juice.
Yeah. I mean, that is not a bad way to go.
Yeah, that's all right.
Not a bad
isn't
way
it?
To go.
I love that you've set up this wonderful party in your mouth and now you're fucking Noah's arcing them out with mango juice.
I can't believe this. Again, please, no psychologist breakdown because God knows.
My favourite sorbet, I want to do a little shout out because on one episode, Nish Kumar was on and we tried to bring back Kumar's cobbler because Nish, at Jackson and Rye, Nish wanted them to bring back the peach cobbler.
Okay.
They'd taken it off the menu.
Yeah.
I would like Pitapit. It's a chain mainly in New Zealand and Australia, but we've got like one, I think, in London maybe.
Right.
Pitapit.
Yeah.
Used to have lime sorbet. That was my favourite sorbet I've ever had.
See, that's a bit jazzy.
Yeah, that is jazzy, mate.
I was jazzing it, but I loved it so much.
I'll leave that.
Every time I did the festival, the comedy festival in Auckland, I'd go to Pitapit and get the lime sorbet, walk around happy as Larry eating it.
Happy not... as which Larry? Larry the lamb?
Larry the lamb. Yeah. And it's not in there anymore. So bring back... Acaster's sorbet.
Bring back Acaster's sorbet.
Okay.
Hashtag and send it to Pitapit.
Yeah.
Tweet that at Pitapit. Bring back Acaster's lime sorbet. Please. Right. Gemma, your order is.
Yes.
You would like some sparkling water, some poppadoms with guacamole as the dip and some traditional dips as well. Starter, a prawn cocktail, nice and 70s. Main, the lamb madras with mushroom rice, three chilies. Side, jalapeno poppers from.
Albies in my
Albies. Drink champagne. And for dessert, you would like mango sorbet / ripe mango. I think we can let Gemma have both if she wants.
Oh, yeah. Would you? Yeah, you can have
that doesn't
both.
Feel like two desserts. That feels like one nice dessert.
Yeah. There's something I like
but about just a ripe mango.
Just being brought a mango and a knife is...
Yeah. just for the visual.
Yeah.
A mango.
A mango is good with me.
The perfect mango.
Great. Love it. Thank you so much,
Jamie. Tasty. Thanks. What a lovely, lovely meal.
Enjoy.
Party's over.
Get out, Snoop. That was the menu of Gemma Kearney.
Delicious.
Really delicious. Well done, Gemma.
Yeah, some real comforting food there, I felt.
And you
know, the way she described it.
Actually, very descriptive of the comforting feeling of it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Also, no whole peppercorns in there.
Not even any half peppercorns, as far as I'm concerned.
So thank you very much, Gemma, for that. Also, Gemma's doing her podcast, her Six Music podcast, The Leisure Society, is available.
Check that out.
Yeah, you can go download that, listen to that.
Not if you're going to stop listening to this one to listen to that one.
No, no. Well, if you do listen to other podcasts, please keep us playing in the background. That's very important.
At all times.
Yeah, yeah.
I assume you all know you should be listening to this 24/7 on a loop.
Yeah.
They know that, right?
I hope they know that. It'd be a bit disloyal of them if they didn't.
Also, you should be reviewing this 5 stars.
Uh-huh.
And subscribing.
Following on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, at Off Menu Official. And also, come and see me and James live on tour.
Yeah, also, here's something that doesn't get enough of a shout out. So, go on to YouTube. Sweet Home Ketteringa is a series that I did with the brilliant people at Turtle Canyon.
It's very good.
Sweet Home Ketteringa. Oh, and also go on to Bandcamp and write in Luna.RaidsTheBeePigeon.
Yes, you heard that right.
Luna dot raids the bee pigeon. No R at the end of Luna and two T's on dot.
And dot is the word, not the thing.
Yep. And that is an album that I made with Rob Deering and some friends.
It's bonkers.
Yep. So that's my plugs. An album and a YouTube series.
Yeah, I just do stand-up comedy. So come watch me do that. Thank you very much for listening. Come back next time for another wonderful Off Menu podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast is coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.